Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
What a busy weekend of the NBA playoffs. I tried to watch almost all the eight games on. I think I was close to being successful. I thought Sunday provided two of the more entertaining contests.
You haven't watched any Cavaliers Magic. You know you haven't.
Okay, you're right. You're right. There's
it's okay, because as soon as it said it was on NBA TV, I said, oh, hell. Nobody's watching these games.
Outside of like the first quarter during game one, because I had a parlay going, which I lost, by the way. So that sucked. But outside of that, I don't think I've watched the Magic Cavalier series. Although I did see, you know, Banchero actually hitting some shots in that one. So good to see Cleveland. I never have liked Cleveland winning anything. So good to see them suffering a little bit. I don't know why Donovan Mitchell isn't shooting well, though. It's the playoffs. It's what you're paid to do. But I really want to dive into the Phoenix Suns. What the hell, Phoenix? They are terrible. They got swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves in the first round with the highest payroll in the league. Crazy game yesterday, 122-116, the final. Ant, who, in my opinion, Ant Edwards, Sprague made this point earlier on Dirt and Sprague this morning. He looks like a young Michael Jordan.
He looks like 87
point.
Jordan.
Yeah. Is he him? And he put that poll question out there, and I think an 87% return was an absolute yes. The leadership. Telling Cat how to play, where to go at such a young age, 22 years old. No, Ant is him, and it's so exciting that we have a new superstar to watch in the NBA. But it's not like Phoenix played terribly, 122-116. Devin Booker threw down 49 points. Kevin Durant added 33. Outside of that, though, you got nothing. It's essentially 82 points from those guys and 34 points from the rest of your roster, and that was essentially the same story in game three. And we're talking about two home games, Rashad. Two home games for the Phoenix Suns that said before the season, with their big three in Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal, you can't guard us. Well, when one of us is off, then the other one's going to be on. Hey, if I can't score 30, he's scoring 30. You're never going to be able to beat us. Yeah, there's a problem, though. Who the hell else do you have on your roster? I'm looking at this. It's like Yusuf Nurkic, essentially, and we'll get into the amount of money that each of those three guys are making in a second, because it's absolutely insane. But Yusuf Nurkic, who is making right around $18 million himself, is essentially their next best option other than Grayson Allen. They've got absolutely nobody. You want to call like Josh Okogie or Nasir Little or an aging Eric Gordon a true role player on an NBA playoff team right now? It looks bad. It looks so bad. And when basically a third of your points are from players not named Durant, Booker, or Beal, you are never going to be successful. And so I want to give props to the Minnesota Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns. All of them played their asses off, and they are such a good team. But Phoenix, we had higher expectations for them, and they absolutely suck. So, Rashad, help me understand what the hell's going on with this team, how three highly paid guys that are supposed to be NBA superstars just aren't acting like it.
I mean, it's hard to say that they're not acting like it. Bradley Beal was 13 for 21 and had 49 points. Devin Booker had 49 points.
Yeah, Booker
points
went off
yesterday.
But that's like the first time he's went off all series. And missed
seven shots. Like, you know, you got guys on this team that can absolutely – light it up. Man, KD almost had a double-double, 33 points. Again, he missed five shots all night. Bradley Beal is the odd man out. At least last night he was. You know, 4 for 13, 9 points. That's not going to get it for you. That's not why you brought Bradley Beal in there. And I think it's really everybody wants to take a big three mentality like the Miami Heat did. You know, right? When you have
like 12 years ago.
Yeah, when you have all those guys in their prime, but you happen to have all those guys that played relatively different positions.
Well, and that's so changed.
So in basketball, man, I got a big in Chris Bosh, check. Mm-hmm. I've got a wing in LeBron, check. And I've got a guard that can swing between 1-2-3 and D Wade. So you've got all your major positions covered. You've got all these guys play the same position.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Beal plays 2, Devin Booker plays 2, KD plays 3 or 2, depending on, you know, what night it is, or 4, you know, because he's so damn tall. There's none of these guys that don't do anything different. Like, LeBron was a offensive creator and could be able to get guys their shots, things of that nature. Chris Bosh was a rebounder, could play with his back to the
basket.
And
LeBron could play defense.
LeBron could play D. Chris Bosh could protect the rim. Dwayne Wade could play defense. He could protect the perimeter. Everybody had a role. When you start putting these guys together and they all do the same thing, like, there's no cohesion, which is how you end up losing to a Dallas in the playoffs, mm-hmm. because they've got every position and everything covered, as opposed to here are three guys that are just really,
Minnesota,
really good at basketball. Minnesota, yeah.
It's okay. I was listening to Mike Greenberg. He did the same thing this morning. There's so many teams in the playoffs right now.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Dallas initially, when Dallas beat Miami.
My bad.
They had a full roster, you know, top to bottom, as far as. That's not what you have in Phoenix. And then you start throwing in Nazir Little. You know how
he was getting booed.
He can be at certain points. Eric Gordon played 39 minutes and had 6 points. Nurkic is Nurkic. I'm not going to bore you with Jusuf Nurkic stats. You know what it is if you're a Portland fan. So they have they had 3 really good guys that didn't really play a lot together during the season because of some injuries. And it just wasn't enough against a Timberwolves team who's been building towards this moment. It's been a slow build. We can take a look at what OKC is doing, and we're like, man, that's how you do it. Well, the Timberwolves is how you do it, too. You know, outside of trading for Gobert, you draft Karl Anthony Towns, you draft Anthony Edwards, you find the right coach, you find the right bench guys, you get the right veterans, you get the right mix of people, and what do you know? They're blowouts. Almost every game, with the exception of last night, is a blowout because they've got guys in every position that know what they're doing. That's not what they have in Phoenix.
No, and it's a valid point that you make about the big three. Any team that wants to have like 3 scorers nowadays, one of those guys, like you were talking about, Rashad, you know, there's defensive skills from Chris Bosh. There's basically a Swiss Army knife in LeBron James. One of your three has to be a Swiss Army knife.
Right.
You can't build a team around 3 scorers. We only had two scorers here in Portland, and Dame and CJ. But
they both did the same thing.
No,
and I
exactly.
think that was the issue, yeah.
But what I'm saying is you can't just add more points and expect things to work. You've got to add pieces off the bench. You've got to add defense. You've got to add, you know, Matisse Thybulle, I thought, was a great addition to the roster before they let Damian Lillard go. That was the exact type of player that Phoenix needs as well.
You've
frankly.
Got to have somebody that's willing to sacrifice. The great part about this Timberwolves team, Karl Anthony Towns has been the number one on this T-Wolves team for the past 5 years, right? And now he's in a position to where he's had to take a step back and clearly be the number 2 to let Anthony.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Edwards Cook. Devin Booker isn't taking a step back. KD isn't taking a step back. KD's probably the only one that gave up some shots so Bradley Beal can get his. But Bradley Beal isn't taking steps back. And I think you can do that when you're able to do so many extra things on the floor.
I think the irony is, what would be the perfect type of player to fit with this threesome, right? With Booker, with Beal, with KD, is the guy that they traded away to go get Beal. Like, Chris Paul is old, 100%. And he's not the point guard that he used to be. But Chris Paul would be perfect at making sure that the ball got into these superstars' hands and they were in positions where they could score and score effectively. The problem with these three is, just like you said, Rashad, they're all scorers, but they're all scorers in a way where it's ISO ball. When you watch those playoff games, because I watched all four of those games, it's KD gets the ball, everyone clear out. It's Devin Booker get the ball, everyone clear out. They're going to try and get to the paint. And if they're not able to get a layup or get an easy fadeaway mid-range jumper, they're kicking it out to the next person, and you're hoping that they're open. Well, what does this Minnesota team do? They play really good defense, and not just from Gobert, but from everyone. Edwards.
See that block?
Right. In game, what is it, game two, I believe, is where he struggled offensively. He was under 50% shooting, but he made up for it on the defensive end. And it wasn't always about getting steals or blocks. It was just about making shots difficult.
Yeah, there it is.
And the Timberwolves are not afraid to play good, hard team defense. And so I think you saw, not only was it a matchup, it was a mismatch, right, for Phoenix, but you also saw it matters how you construct a team. It's not about, let's just get the three best players and put them on the floor together and then we figure out what happens. It's, do they work together? Do they make sense on the floor together?
We've seen a lot of big threes since the initial big three with KG, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. How many of them have worked?
One.
Since that one.
Miami Heat one. And Boston Celtics.
There's been one.
Those are the only two that work.
You put Brooklyn together with KD, Kyrie, and that didn't work.
I would say technically the Golden State big three as well with Kevin Durant.
They were drafted.
See, those guys
Everyone is drafted but KD. KD is the only one that you went out and you traded for. You didn't trade for him. He's a free agent signing.
Yep.
He left because he knew he didn't have to do as much and he could go to a team that was built. All the rest that you've traded for or free agents have gotten together and went has not worked.
Well, no. To your point about a point guard, too, Mike Connolly, I mean, he went 2-for-10, but he was still plus 16.
Old man River.
Because he, as you said, distributes. He knows how to set his guys up. He knows how to get the offense going. So it's just crazy to see Phoenix with so much money. I mean, we're literally looking at Kevin Durant making $48 million, Bradley Beal making $47 million, Devin Booker going $36 million up to $49 million next year. All these guys are going to be making $50 million or close to it the next season. You literally have money for Yusuf Nurkic, Grayson Allen, who they just signed to a $70 million extension, and Nas Little, who...
Boo, send them to the remix.
They're literally booing him in Phoenix. I'm wondering how James Jones is even being allowed to keep his job. I understand they did just get to the NBA Finals recently, but didn't they fire their coach after that and say this next one was going to be the one to do it? How can you then turn around? We're hearing that Frank Vogel might be in danger of losing his job now, too.
Well, he's probably
going to be the fall guy, but it's already come out that GM James Jones is going to be allowed to keep his job. The organization is leaning into the guy that apparently is a nice dude, worked in the Players Association for a while, so that means he knows how to construct a roster in the NBA. It makes no sense to me, and frankly, it is bat-ass. It is bat-ass when a team spends so much money on three guys thinking that that's what's going to get it done in the playoffs in the NBA. So, I digress. And apparently Frank Vogel even wanted the front office to add a point guard to the roster. And they said no. That's according to Chris Haynes. That came out today on Twitter. So I thought I'd throw that out there as we digress and get back into some NFL draft talk. All right. Lots of Pac-12 players taken in the NFL draft here in 2024, and it almost exactly reflects the team's success, like each team from 1 to 12 in 2023 during the season. We'll also take a look not only at that, but where all your Ducks and Beavers ended up. It's 3:48 on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.